Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healing Into Femininity. And today I am really looking forward to dive deep into this topic with you. So, for everyone who follows me, I am currently on three platforms. I am on YouTube, on Instagram at Healing Into Femininity. I think it's healing underscore into underscore femininity by Joanna Fatonji. And of course, on this podcast. And I'm always transparent with you. Sometimes I feel like being in front of the camera, and sometimes I really feel even more inward, like even more inward. And I think some topics for me are even easier to like really just bring to you by podcast because I only have to focus on my voice. So I'm saying that to say that this episode today is a continuation of what I started in my IG lives. And I have been starting with a big bang, with a little rage, with a little like deep root chakra existential death talk. And then I kind of moved my way out there. And then yesterday I spoke about when you have like cleared the foundation, like that was the big bang. Like, let's not start with with a broken foundation. Like I thought it's just fair. And I would have wished actually somebody to talk to me like that. But maybe everything happened for a reason, but that's the way how I teach. I will go straight to the point. And yeah, I started with nobody cares about you. Nobody really is definitely nobody is responsible for you. If you are an adult, not even your parents are responsible for you anymore. So I believe this is a big topic for people in the Western world. I feel that many people today, especially also what I have observed in the coaching world and in the consciousness work and in the healing work, that many people still are too sweet, especially women, like too sweet, too happy, too fairy tale, too fantasy. That's not the real world. Like if you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe, and I really mean this in the most neutral way. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you have really literally nothing to worry about in terms of finances, which I don't think it's true. Like if you have a husband and he takes care of you, I think it's still good for you to take care of your finances as well. So you don't end up like one of my clients. One of my very first clients actually was a woman like that. She was married to this hotel manager. He was quite wealthy and like an archetype of a powerful man. And in her 40s, no, in her, I think she was already 60 or at least at the end of her 50s, they separated. She was a stay-at-home mom most of her life, and now she was left with almost nothing. So I believe a woman always has to be savage, and that's why I'm bringing you this truth of existential crisis. Many times, this existential crisis will get us to this level of maturity that we have to take care of ourselves in this life. Yeah, even though the plan and the dream and the desire of a woman will always be to be provided for, definitely it is in our DNA. That's how it should be. It is important for you to take care of yourself. So I don't want to. Like, with no further ado, right? Let's jump into the topic of today. So, today I want to talk to you about the fears of a woman and why I believe, or that's also why I chose to only work with women. In the beginning of my career, I used to work with men, also very high caliber men, and it was fun. But I believe that, like, the deeper the transformational work goes, the more I believe that a man should be working with a man and a woman should be working with a woman. And that's why I want to go deep into women's work. And I want to clarify that again as well. I see myself as an authority, as an expert in energy, and especially in feminine energy. With feminine energy comes masculine energy, but that's my field. It's about transformation. It is about individuation. That means becoming whole, becoming fully your full self. And becoming your full self means to integrate the masculine and the feminine as a woman. So today I want to go into some deep, deep rooted fears of especially women in our DNA, in our bloodline, in the history of women, in the context of patriarchy. Because we can't leave those things out, right? We can't leave our spiritual evolution out of the context of this world. So, yeah, I always love to give context. Let's just dive in. So, we start with whenever we start with any kind of spiritual awakening where you feel like, oh my God, the world as I knew it is no longer. And I am feeling a sense of there must be more, there must be better. And as I said, most of the time it starts with the wake-up call. And the wake-up call many times is something very uncomfortable, just as I just explained with my client, where she was in her late 50s, early 60s, and her husband has left her with no financial background for her. Like, that's a very ugly wake-up call. But the only thing to do from there is not to give up and stay in victim mode, but is to get yourself out of there, right? So I want to give a little framework around where we are as women, where we are. So I believe that we are in this program, right? We all have been taught things by our parents, by our culture, by our religion, by our society, by the school system, by the work system, like everything that makes up this so-called reality. I call it programming. We can also call it mindset. It's a certain belief system. And it's definitely a belief system rooted in lack, in scarcity, in capitalism, right? In capitalism, in patriarchy, in this sense of feeling that, okay, you were born to go through the system and then to slave away your life in the system. Of course, you can climb up the hierarchy. You can get a degree, you can get your education and study. This is what I've done. And then you get a good paying job in the corporate world. And if you want, you can work your way up there. And then that's basically it. So I can say I have studied, I have worked in corporate, and I have actually also worked in a job in sales where you could make as much money as you wanted, quote unquote, because it was commission based, right? So commission based corporate job is very quite next to entrepreneurship, but of course you don't make the prices and you just get a little cut of what the company gets. So nothing is good or bad. I'm just sharing my personal story mixed with the teachings I'm about to give. So this is kind of the lie that we have been sold. If you are quite ambitious, if you are kind of smart, as a woman, you are probably tapping into this. Like, that's what I have found, that this is my biggest group of clients, women that are highly ambitious, intelligent, and like go-getters, right? So let's break that down. I would say that this is exactly the world that we have adopted. So, the world that we have adopted, as I said earlier, is all the mindsets, like this fear, lack, doubt, scarcity mentality, where we are like fighting for survival, which is true on one level, right? Both is true. This is true. But we've only been sold this version of the story. And the world we live in is, yeah, this matrix, right? This matrix, these ideas and these storylines and the messagings and all of the messaging we have received throughout our life became our program. So that means Most of the time, we as women, if we have a little sense, if we have a little intelligence, if we have like this ambition, this drive, we will subconsciously think that the way to get ahead in this society is to become, breaking it down to the real baseline, is to become like a man, right? I have to be more like a man and then I will succeed. Right, in this patriarchal system. So that means, again, as I said, you go to school, you develop your logical mind, you run this rat race of I have to be better than people, like get the grades and all of that. So this is everything that we have consumed, absorbed, and then most of the time, that's what we enact later on in life. As I said, go and find a corporate job and then. Yeah, slave away in the system. And yeah, and this is where I pick up most of my clients. Yeah, you have achieved a certain level of success, but you're not happy. Many times, this kind of woman, she's not happy. Many times, she has already faced a level of burnout, or she has is just about to go into a burnout, or she already has or is living and coping with a serious disease, like with an autoimmune disease or some kind of disease that has formed due to her lifestyle, due to being in her masculine most of the time, because women are not made, like biologically, genetically, we are not made to compete with men like that for long periods of times. That's not what isn't in our DNA. Like, that's not how women evolved. So this most of the time leads to, as I said, burnout or diseases. And many times, this kind of woman also doesn't have a partner. Or if so, it is a 50-50 relationship. It's more like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship for a long time. It's not getting married, or it's a 50-50 relationship in terms of you both pay 50% of everything. And that's not what a woman really wants, to be honest. I will go deeper into this, maybe in this episode or in a different episode. But these are most of the time, let's call it the symptoms, right? If that's you, feel addressed and welcome that you're here. So I want to go deeper into this. So again, what are the foundational principles of this mindset? The foundational principles are already rooted in religion. And yesterday I had a beautiful conversation with my mom. I love my mom so much. And I'm so happy and so blessed that I can talk to her about these things all the time. So we talked about that this is probably the reason why the religion, that how we know it was invented. Right, to legitimize this patriarchal system. So religion is very rooted in the patriarchal systems. Let's think about Christianity. Like I come from the West. I have been baptized. I decided to be baptized when I was 13. So I grew up in Christianity by choice. I wanted to learn more from an academic, if we can say that, for a 13-year-old, but I really wanted to learn. It was nothing that I was indoctrinated in, but I wanted to learn. I wanted to know about this thing called God. So when we think about religion, it is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Like, where the hell is the mom? Where the hell is the mother? And to reveal the secret, the mother is the Holy Ghost. But nobody calls her that, right? Ruach HaKodesh is the female. The soul is a female. But we're not talking about women. Like, where are the women heroes? Where are the women? Where are the women in those stories? There are so many other things. There are these apocryphs. Apocryphs are the how do you call it in English? Evangelion, the gospels, right? The gospels that were not integrated into the Bible, but we find it in religion. We find it in the structures of society. It's so masculine, logic, material, time, accounting, only the doing, right? Everything that we can attribute to working in the corporate world is like the masculine system. And especially in Germany, where I live and where I come from, Germany, I would say Germany probably is like the most masculine country on this planet. Like, it is not Oh, I don't know if it's, but we can't see that. I wrote my bachelor's thesis on these axioms. Like we can actually study cultures by if they're feminine or masculine. So Germany, the Western world, definitely is. So that's the foundation, right? So that means this is glorified. It is glorified, and it is incentivized to be masculine. That means we get gratification. And as we know, we all want gratification. We are conditioned by gratification, just like the Maslow experiment. Most of us, we know this Maslow experiment. It's where the dog, every time the bell rings, the dog gets a cookie, like a dog cookie. And then the dog associates the ringing of the bell with getting a cookie. When he doesn't get the cookie, he's acting different because he's conditioned to always get the cookie when the bell rings. So that means conditioning. If you do something over and over again, somebody will get used to it, right? So we're all conditioned to act in the masculine way, get the good grades, right? Get the good grades, go to school, go to uni, get the good grades, get the corporate job, bringing the results. Then you get the pat on the back as a dog, right? That's exactly what it is, and that's where we are. So that is the good girl syndrome. That's how I would call it as well, like the good girl. The good girl is the one who plays along, right? In this masculine game where the rules are made for men to win. So if a woman wants to win as well, it is being trained like on the shallow surface of the messaging. It is trained in us, ingrained in us that we should act like men. Yeah. So that's the good girl because we all want to be loved. The incentive is love, appreciation. We want to be seen, heard, acknowledged. We want the cup. Now, how do you call it? Yeah, the cup, like the winning cup, right? The cup, the UEFA cup. Right? We all want that. So we are being conditioned to be the good girl. Basically, many men, even though the messaging from men is quite different, but many men are also conditioned to be the good man. So don't get me wrong, men also suffer under this condition, but women even more. And we're talking to women today. So the smart woman, the I'll become a man kind of woman to be seen as valuable in this world. Corporate career, like this boss babe attitude that we've also seen a rise of in social media, being a boss babe. Being a boss babe is nothing else than being a corporate woman. Like being a boss babe is nothing else than, yeah, maybe you are now self-employed, which is amazing. Again, no judgment, but this is again coming more from the masculine side, which is fine. I love my masculine side. I was a corporate career woman, definitely. I'm a boss babe, definitely. But let's go deeper into it. So now that means everyone is a man, right? So men are men and women are also men. So there's no polarity, there's no attraction between the sexes. If a man is like a man and a woman is like a man, the man doesn't want to be with a other man if he's not gay. Right. So this is what leads to many of these boss babe corporate women not really being in fulfilling relationships because they are so masculine as well. And women, most of the time, and now we're getting into the real deal, right? Many women have never learned, if you haven't learned it from your mom, if you haven't learned it from, yeah, the ancestry, most of the time, those things, those secrets I'm about to share with you are passed down from woman to woman, from mother to child, right? From women mystery school to women in the next generations. So what I found is that within me as well, right? Women are afraid to be women. That means women are afraid to be vulnerable, to be the opposite of masculine. And it's understandable. Again, everything is understandable. It is not your fault that you have become a man. It is not your fault that you can't find a man because it was the programming. It was the programming. And there can be a certain level of danger, but to be really honest, and the more I am on this journey of transformation and also healing into femininity, the more easier my life gets, like really. So today I really want to talk about those things. Of course, again, I always say that again, both is important. As a woman, you have to have your masculine side and the feminine side. So women, okay, so let's continue this thought. So the masculine side in you is like the protector of your feminine essence. And in order to choose a man who is then allowed to be your provider and protector, you have to activate your own provider and protector within yourself, which is your masculine side, the one who sets boundaries and standards and observes if a man is a if a man is a good man, if a man is the kind of strong man that you as a woman want to so-called submit to, right? You want to follow his leadership, or you want to be, yeah, you want to choose him as the man in your life. So having the masculine side activated within you is crucial for your life success. I don't want to go too into this today. So, but there is a level of protection that you yourself have to cultivate before getting out there into the world of men and money, because it's the same, more or less the same energy. So women are allowed, and this, I'm talking to you now, like I want to, I sometimes give a huge context, but now we're going into the straight into the matter. Women at this point in time, women are allowed, and I believe should have to tap into their most feminine gifts, the most valuable resources, the most valuable skills, the most valuable energy that a woman has is her femininity, is her femininity. And this is what a woman, you, me, we have to learn how to appreciate that ourselves before anyone else can appreciate it. Yeah. So, women and men, just to round that off, women and men have complementary strength, not the same. It's not about you becoming a man in this world. It's about you becoming a woman in this world and benefit from men being men, and they benefit from you being a woman. And your biggest gift is to be a woman and even be more of a woman. So, what are women afraid of? I believe what women are really afraid of is to be vulnerable. Is to be vulnerable, because that means that you will get hurt. So as I said, that's understandable. It's understandable that you are afraid. But I have learned, or I have realized, that the more vulnerable I get, especially around men, the more they will help me. But the thing is, here again, you have to have boundaries and standards and like real energetic protection around you, that those men don't take advantage of you. And this is what I will be going more into, and not today, but in more of my content, how important it is to cultivate the masculine so you can be more feminine. But what are women really afraid of? Again, it's about, like, on the surface, you are probably afraid that you're not gonna get rich and you're gonna burn out before, and that you're not going to enjoy the luxury life. Yeah, but you're gonna be continuing to slave away in this mediocre corporate job, or maybe even in a higher position forever, living in the same city and just working all the time, right? Or maybe you're afraid that you will not find the man of your dreams, yeah, who will fully provide and take care of you, Right? Maybe you're afraid that you're not going to have the family with the kids that you so desire, or you're afraid that you are being isolated, because I believe, well, this is how I felt also, like being in a corporate job for 10 to 12 hours a day, you don't really have a lot of life anymore. Like you're at the job, and then when you go home, you're tired. Maybe you do a few things, go to the gym, cook or clean or whatever you got to do, and then it's back to the gym, back to the corporate job, right? So you're afraid that this is going to continue to be your life, right? And I want to tell you that there is more, and the path to that is diving deeper into your femininity. So I believe another fear is that you are afraid to not find your potential. You're afraid to not find your potential, or that you are not finding your purpose, and that you're not living your purpose, but that you already know, because there's a lot of messaging in social media. And if you're into personal development, or basically everywhere, everybody's always talking about living your best life. And we see all these images on social media, people living the luxury life. And you also know that you have something inside of you, and you want to get it out. Like while I'm speaking, I'm thinking about a good friend of mine. I know that she has so many talents. And I know that about so many other women as well. They have so many talents. But what is a talent? A talent is something spiritual, is something feminine. It is something intangible. It is, of course, we know, like it's a set of knowledge, it's a sense, it's a style, it's a, yeah, people have good taste, things like that. And it comes natural. Many like these things, talents, and the special sixth sense for something. That's exactly what I mean when I talk about femininity, right? So many women I know have amazing special gifts, superpowers, but they don't dare to stand up for them because it's so subtle, so intangible. So it's not a hard skill. It's not a hard skill. And the only time what you know is your special power turns into your superpower is when you acknowledge it, when you yourself acknowledge it. And it's the same thing with your feminine essence. Your feminine essence is so subtle, so quiet, so intangible, that only when you claim it as a superpower, only when you claim it as something highly valuable, then you will use your time and your energy different. I hope that this was clear. Like, that is the feminine essence, spirit, as I said, also in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Spirit is feminine, or let's say soul is feminine. This gut feeling, intuition, all of that is feminine. It's not a hard fact. This weekend, I had a date and it was beautiful. It was nice. I had a really good time with this young man. And then he said one thing that already all came back to mind today. And he said something like, if somebody tells me, or he especially said it like, if a woman told me, like, I have to leave you because of this gut feeling, he would think that she's crazy. But that's exactly what the feminine is. The feminine is knowing without having all the intellectual knowledge around it. Feminine knowledge is a gut feel. Feminine knowledge is a heart feel. Feminine knowledge is intuition, right? Feminine knowledge is being receptive to the sixth sense, the spiritual realm. Ideas that are super illogical. That is the feminine. That is the feminine. This is like the subconscious. It is tapping into the superconscious, the quantum field, the spiritual realms. It is not logical. It is not tangible. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't really hear it. You can't taste it. You can't touch it. It's not, it's outside, it's above the sense of the tangible, but a woman will make it tangible. That's exactly the feminine power. And because we're not trained in honoring these things, and also because that's a whole different conversation, or we could go very deep into this conversation, but also this the patriarchal religions, they try to tell us that God is only on the outside. God is somewhere in heaven. God is somewhere beyond. But God is within. We are divine. I always say that again and again. We are divine. You are divine. And the biggest flex in this reality is that you acknowledge your divinity and that you acknowledge your, this is like, this is connected to self-trust. Even though it sounds crazy, even though it doesn't make sense, you feel, oh, there's some truth here. This is self-trust. Yeah. If nobody sees it, you see it. That means you trust yourself. Instead of asking someone else for permission or asking someone else for validation, because most of the time, those people will not validate you because they haven't seen what you've seen. They haven't felt what you've felt. It's the same thing with having a vision, right? Like everyone was always saying, like, God gave you the vision. So if you ask left and right for other people's approval and they're not going to give it to you, and then you stay stuck wherever you are because nobody validated it, this is exactly where you are sleeping on your gifts. The vision is for you. You have to go forth. And as I said, you have to realize that at the end of the day, you live for yourself, right? Nobody will, like, you have to take full responsibility for either taking action or not taking action on whatever it is that you have on your heart, that you see in your dreams, that you have in your feeling. That is the feminine. Yeah. So, yeah, that you're not going to fully live your potential. And that is the dream, like you're called. And like you're afraid that you are, yeah, that you're not going to live this dream life. And I'm not speaking about fantasy. I'm really speaking about creating whatever it is that you want, as I said, in the land of time and space, in this land of the senses, in the land of real life. What we call reality, creating your reality. You can bring it down by bringing it through you, right? As I said, like I'm thinking about one of my friend who's very talented at fashion. I had to take a sip of my hot ginger lemon tea. It's so cold here in Germany right now. So, I have this friend. She has like this really exquisite sense of taste and also, especially, of fragrances, fragrances and colors and style. And I know that this is like, I believe that this is her talent. But I also know if you hear this one day, I'm speaking to you, and I know that you know who you are, but I know exactly that she's not doing it because her rational mind is telling her that this is too low level. This is also something that I've observed with many women, also within myself, that women, if they have slaved away themselves to get their degree, maybe a bachelor or a master's, and then they have either build a corporate career or an like their own business. When they are inspired to do something else, I have another client I'm thinking of. When they're inspired to do something else, maybe something more creative, they don't do it because they feel like it's not safe. And they feel like, oh, then they have wasted all their time to get all these degrees and so and so. And probably that whatever would actually bring them a lot of joy and money, because we can find people making money in all fields, also in the creative field, but you of course have to build a business structure around it. But I see that women are afraid to to do that and to jump into the arts and into the creative, because they themselves judge themselves because they're so indoctrinated by this masculine mind. And that's where that's the whole point of indoctrination. The system doesn't necessarily have to continue to hypnotize you and send these messages to your subconscious mind. You have already bought the lie. You have already bought the lie that you are more valuable in the eyes of other people when you work a masculine job. So, as I said, this girl who's highly talented in fashion, and I see that she could change people's lives, like she could change business people's lives with helping them to look better, like stylisher, more colorful, more like more, yeah, just more sophisticated, more glamorous, like elevate their life to a higher degree, because that's what it's about. Like, I believe money and also the material world is there to for us to elevate the senses, like only surround ourselves with more beauty for all senses, more good music, more beauty with the visual, more beauty in the way we look, the way we dress. Like, that's what I'm obsessed about. That's what I love, creating the sensual life, the most beautiful life we can imagine, to create it in the physical, yeah, by stimulating the senses with beauty. And that's what she does. So, but I know that the block in her mind is, I am afraid that I will be rejected, that nobody thinks that I'm talented at this. This is like the first blocks. And then, of course, also that I'm not going to make money with this and that this job has no prestige, right? This is all connected to the masculine. The masculine is this wants security, the masculine wants the money, the masculine wants the prestige, the masculine wants the acknowledgement from society, and a masculine woman would want that too, right? A masculine woman wants exactly the same things. And here I see like a potential, a talent being wasted because of this indoctrination. You have this amazing talent, again, as I said, helping people to get to the next level of beauty and exquisiteness, but you don't do it because you're afraid that you are not worthy. You're not worthy. You're afraid that it will be not seen as something attainable of, from the outside. And I want to say, who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit? That's exactly the attitude that I'm broadcasting here. Like, you have to make yourself happy, and if you make yourself happy, you can always make money. If you sharpen your skills, if you put a nice business structure around it, you can always create money, and a lot of money, even more money than in a corporate job, because a feminine creativity will always produce more abundance. And I will talk about that just in a second, I think. So let me see. I have some notes here. Yeah, I was thinking, I was just speaking about all the things that we are afraid of as women. And yeah, I think the most important thing that we are afraid of is, as I also just mentioned, is that that we will be scrutinized openly. Like, that people will laugh about us, that will pe that not only laugh about us, but actually, I think the English word is ostracized, right? That we will be actually killed, right? Like, the social death, that people think that when we do something, or women think that when they do something, like being really real, as I was in my reels, yeah. Is like we're so afraid that people will judge us for it. And judge meaning, like, literally, judging means the judge spoke. And when the judge speaks, there can be a sentence, right? And a sentence means that we could maybe possibly go to jail or that we will be killed. That's what judging means, right? Like, if we think about the history of it, like, judging is like being the judge. They are the judge and they will put me into the dungeons. So that's going to be my sentence. That's going to be my whatever I have to face when somebody judges me. And it's a real deep fear within women because for a long time, women didn't have the power to speak up in a masculine world. Yeah, but many of these fears today are irrational, especially luckily in the Western world, because we still like we have some basic level of rights and all of that, right? But this is what we have to overcome as women to not be so afraid of being judged. For me personally, I am now so ready to speak my truth because I feel like if I don't speak my truth, it's really like it sounds very dramatic, but that's how I am and that's how I go. If I don't speak my truth now, I will die with it, right? And that's the saddest thing. Like there's this really basic saying that the what is it, the penitentiary? No, what is it? Like the place where dead people are. This place is the most potent place because there are so many people buried with dreams, right, and potentials. And it's true because most people don't live their dreams, don't live their truth, let's call it that, right? Because they're so afraid to live their truth because they're afraid of being judged by society. But if you're going to die anyways, why not die living your dream? Why not die speaking your truth, right? And maybe you don't like, you will die anyways. Maybe you will have a beautiful long life in your truth. It's worth it. That's what I believe. That's why we're here. That's why we're speaking. So that's it. That's the deepest, deepest fear. The deepest, deepest fear of a woman is to be judged publicly. And I also think another fear, as I just said, that women are the opposite of the masculine, if we want to take it like that, right? So, what is the masculine? I said it, it's the structure. It's the structure, it's the everything in order. So, the feminine means it's chaos. The feminine is chaos. And I know that so many entrepreneurs, they drown in chaos. They drown in chaos. They have too many ideas. Too many things on their mind, too many, maybe even they said too often, they said yes too often. They took on too many projects because they're multi-passionate, right? And while I said it, I did this quote unquote quotation marks with my hands. Too many passions. You say you say yes to too many things. This is chaos. You create your own chaos from not being aware of how to use it. So, women are afraid to drown in chaos, and then they still drown in chaos because they're not clear on what it is that they really want to get out. So, here we can see that feminine and masculine have to work together, especially if you are a very creative feminine woman. It is highly, highly recommendable for you to create a masculine structure in your life, in your daily routine, in your home, in your business, in all of that, in your price structures, and all of that. It's so important to create a routine. So I believe women are afraid of their own nature, right? The chaos, which is not bad. It's not bad because the chaos, as I said, is also having too many ideas. But what is too many? Like you have a lot of ideas, even like I want to rephrase it. Having a lot of ideas, having so many ideas, like you have so many ideas, so many solutions to people's problems. And like this a lot, so many women, and this was definitely me too. Like you're too much, you're a lot, like you are too much, like you want too much, you're too loud, you speak too much, you feel too much, and so on and so forth. This is important to release that wild because that's what it is. The feminine is nature. Right? The feminine is nature. The feminine is the wilderness. The wilderness. That means the feminine is the all, is bountiful, is abundance. It's so much, right? It's so much. And yeah, it can be intimidating, but only if it's in an immature phase. right? We can learn to work with this, but at first today I want to create awareness about that, around that, this chaos, right? So it's important for you to create boundaries and to create structures around you and your life, being the good girl, being the yes ma'am, right? Always saying yes when people ask you to do things. This will create chaos. So create boundaries and say no. Yeah, guard your energy, guard your protect your field, right? Guard your structure, protect your space, like your mental space, your emotional space, your physical space. Yeah. And also, yeah, okay, I wrote something down. It's very important to be clear in what it is that you invest your mental energy in. Right, so we don't have to be afraid, because actually, and this is a beautiful gold nugget I want to share with you. This chaos, this a lot, so much, so much, so much, so much. If you channel it, that's the word, right? A channel is structure. A channel is like a gateway. If you channel it correct, it leads to overflow. It leads to abundance. It doesn't lead to a lack of things. Like, it's not that you don't have enough. You have too much. You have so much, and you will never run out. And this can be a comforting feeling. Just know that you have so many ideas, so many things to speak about, so many projects. That's amazing. And at the same time, you want to focus on one. Right? You want to create order. It's the first law of the universe, right? The feminine is the chaos, and then the first law of the universe is structure, law and order, right? Law and order. And yeah, that's what it is. It's about clarity. It's about priorities. Yeah. So you don't have to be afraid of your own nature, of this too muchness. It's about selecting one thing. Not even like, it doesn't have to be the best thing, because maybe everything is very good, but it's about decision, because we have to be realistic. Like, time, we only have a limited amount of time on this planet, and we want to dedicate our time wisely. So this was very important to me, because women, I believe, are afraid of their own power. Of their own power, of their own energy, of their own, right? Of their own, and their own chaos, chaos, wildness, chaos. But let it be there. Let it come and energize you. Yeah, it's only about you then afterwards creating the structure. And as I said, it's very important to create boundaries. It is important to create boundaries, because everything has a price, right? You, in your feminine essence, you have realized that your most important skill set, or your most valuable asset to anybody in this life, is your energy, is your feminine energy, is your beingness, is your feeling tone, is your thoughts, your ideas, your everything that is your energy. Think about a mother, for example. Think about a mother. A mother doesn't have to do anything, right? Like, this, the warmth of a mother when a child falls down, and maybe like the knee is open, or the child has hurt himself or herself. Who do they want to be with? The mother, because the mother is so warm and so gentle and so tender and so compassionate, and you just feel good around her. And that's the energy of a woman. It's not only the mother, of course, the woman can be more aspects. We can be like the sexy, the wild one, right? We can be wild in terms of like being raging and being like demanding, right? Demanding of respect. But like, this energy is the feminine asset. And you, as I said, it's up to you to see your worth, to see your value, Because if you don't see it, nobody else will tell you. Because this world, like, this is also something that I talked with my mom about, that so many people, because of their need to be good people, so many people are indoctrinated by this thought of wanting to be good people because they think maybe when they are good people and self-sacrifice, they will come to get to heaven or something like that. So people think they have to be good people, and then they volunteer and they do volunteer work, right? They go somewhere and do volunteer work. But honestly, I think this is a real big scam that many places where so many women do volunteer work is a big scam because people are misusing those people's kindness. Right? Those people are abusing women's kindness. Many volunteer places are run by women because they want to give so much. But the lie here is it's good to give, but I only believe in giving from your overflow. Only giving from your overflow because women many times give from their depletion because they think they will gain something from it. Whether it be, it doesn't have to be money because most women. They don't even understand the energy of money. It's not, they don't want money. They want love. They want acknowledgement. They want appreciation. They want some level of, yeah, validation of, hey, you're such a good person. You're such a good woman. Like you deserve a badge of honor and you get straight into first class heaven. That's what the subconscious belief of these people are that do so much volunteer work. Like I believe most people, they should do business. Like they shouldn't do volunteer work. They should sell their gift. That's what I'm here for. Like that's exactly what I'm here for. So know your price. Know your price. Everything has a price. And as I said, most people, like until your level of survival is secured, most people are obsessed with money. And that's good. That's good. I love money. Money is good. So many people are obsessed with money. But after a certain level of security has been attained, people, it's not only about money, but it's about growth. It's about, as I made the example with my friend, the stylist, people want to look better, people want to smell better. People want to talk better. People want to think better, think differently. People want to move different, right? It's all about, and then, because, and that's what it is. Abundance is feminine, it's spiritual, it's intangible, it's not a hard skill, it's an energy, it's an allure, it's a feeling of power. People want to exude looking good, smelling good, working out, eating healthy, speaking well, having manners, etiquette, right? All of these things. This is feminine. It's about beauty. It's about energy. Oof, that's exactly what it's about. So many women have it naturally. And I want to let you know that that's exactly what it is. Most of the time, this natural energy, you have to sell it to people who have already made enough money so they can pay you. Or it's not necessarily only about people having made enough money, because what is enough money? But people who are willing and able to recognize what is important. And it's about energy, it's about beauty, it's about allure. You understand? Some people have it, know it, they have the sense for it that it's important to be beautiful, cultivated, having this special sense. I think you get me, right? So everything has a price, and I believe that's exactly what it is. Women have to put the price on herself. You have to put your price on you, on your energy, on your beauty. On your people skills, on your empathy, on your thoughts, on your identity, on your worldview, on your lifestyle, on your joy. Oh my God, how valuable is joy? a smiling face, an optimistic, beautiful, smiling face. That's what men love. Men love happy women because most of the time their world is so full of war. So they want to see beauty just like a flower. A happy woman is so beautiful. And being just having hobbies, right? Doing things that you enjoy, like learning a sport, learning to dance, learning to whatever, sing, learning to do your makeup. That could be a hobby, right? All of these things are feminine. So put a price on it. Put a price on you. You are expensive. Your energy is expensive. Just your beingness. You don't have to do anything for it. Like, of course, you do something for it, but like being in the presence of a man, you just be. You just be. And being in the presence of the world, which is masculine, you be. You be all of this beauty. It is easy. It can be easy, but the work here is to deconstruct the mind and deconstruct the fears, right? Especially the fears on saying that's my skill, claiming your expertise, claiming your genius, and putting a price on it because it's so natural to you. You understand? That's it. Everything has a price. And if you're not willing to put a price on you and all the things you bring, your energy, your beauty, I said it a few times, but sometimes I believe we can't say it enough. If you don't put a price on all of that genius, you have to pay a different price. And that will probably be being run over, like not being taken, like you're not being, you don't value yourself, right? You're gonna be the woman, the masculine woman, that thinks that she has to, impress somebody with her masculine traits. No, it's your feminine essence. The feminine everything is art, right? The feminine body is art. The feminine beauty is art. The essence is precious. The energy, the feeling, the intuition, as I said, the sensing, the vulnerability, the empathy, right? The beauty, the radiance, the aliveness. Become conscious of your being, yeah? The whole energy field around you of love and healing, especially if you are a woman that is healing and that you are breaking like generational curses of just slaving away. Slaving away. I see that in all cultures. Like the ones that I had the privilege to dive deeper into is the German and the Ghanaian. And I see so much else because I live in this melting pot, being around so many other women, like from all different nations. Women who maintain the beauty, maintain respect. Women who let go of their beauty, no, like they're men and nobody respects them because they don't respect themselves. A woman is supposed to keep up her feminine traits, the radiance, the joy, the aliveness, the playfulness, the love, the healing, all of the good feeling, the relaxation, the calm, the rest, the peace, right? All of that is feminine energy, which will, like, this is so good. Men love that. Like a very polar, very masculine man will be so attracted by this energy. By this energy. And you have to understand that you don't have to do too much to be in that energy because this is your natural energy. It is your natural energy. So know who you are. Right? Don't be afraid to be beautiful. Even though, yeah, there is, like, I want to close off. I know I've repeated myself many times now, but I know that all of these things are so easily said, and for some women, it's like, yeah, normal, right? I do that already. But so many women, they do it, but they don't put a value on it. I know women that like look beautiful, but they will give themselves away to men without a dime spent, like without one coin spent. That's cheap. That's cheap. And we call it like, what do we call it? Like free sexuality, or we call it feminism or whatever. No, a woman is supposed to be cared for. A woman is supposed to be paid for. Yes, I said what I said. A woman is supposed to be paid for. Because it takes the material energy, the masculine energy, money. It takes money for a woman to be that, to be rested and beautiful and youthful and happy. And a woman should be, you have to allow it to yourself before someone else gives it to you. Yeah. So know your worth, know your currency, know your value, know your level of abundance, know your overflow, know your power and your influence, because it's so subtle, it's so different than the male influence, but you have it. You have it too, right? So claim your dreams, claim your vision, claim your what makes you happy, your talent. Yeah, stand up for it. Stand up for it. Protect it. Protect it. And know that your gift, your feminine gift, is the most valuable gift you can give to this world. Because only the masculine alone is going to create a very dry and harsh world. The world needs more femininity, more beauty, more love. And therefore, you have to become a little savage. Yeah. You have to become a little savage, and you have to let go of the fear of being judged, as we spoke about it, because there are so many stigmas around it. And again, I wanted to dive into this and then we finish off for today. It was a lot of fun to share this. It's so interesting because every time I sit down and I write these things down, it wasn't a totally different energy than I presented it, than I wrote it. Because actually there's so much, there could be so much rage about this, because like women were systematically put down. The feminine was systematically put down. Women's power was systematically taken away. So we can't be mad. And I believe in order for a woman to get back to this place where I am in today, we have to go through the rage that I presented a few days ago on Instagram Live. Like just being real and being angry about all the messaging that we were under, that kind of told us that we had to shut up and just follow the rules. But no, that's not what we're here for. We're here to do, to bring forth what is in, what is in us. That's what we're here for. And yes, being beautiful can be scary. Being powerful can be scary. Just as Nelson Mandela said, people are not afraid of their shadow, but they are afraid of their light. And that's exactly what it is. And especially a beautiful woman, she is so much light in this dark world. And it can be scary out of so many things, jealousy, hatred, whatever people will project onto you. That's real. I want to address that as well, because it's, I will not just sit here and say, hey, it's so easy, do it. But so many people don't do it. So there must be a reason. And that's why we do inner work. And if you really want to go deeper, then contact me and let's dive in into my programs. The basic level is the Dream Builder, which I totally love. It's the basic program, it's the foundational program for everyone. And then we dive deeper into Life Mastery and High-End Empress. So if that's calling you, if real deep inner feminine work is calling you, you definitely have to go and treat yourself Yeah, and invest in yourself. That's also something the feminine must do. You must invest in yourself to maintain all this juiciness and this beauty. But what I want to say, and then we will close off, is that this natural feminine essence and also the understanding that you are so valuable. Oh my God, a woman is bringing life. Like we need to be in our feminine in order to procreate life. Men are going to be in their masculine, women need to be in their feminine. Now, only when women are in their feminine, we can procreate life. And women are the breeding ground for life. But we have been so manipulated to lose our worth, our deep inherent worth as mothers, as wives, that we think it's better to be a man. And as I said, there are so many, there can be fears around being judged as selfish, right? As I said, like women are supposed to do the voluntary work. No, thank you. I'm not signing up for it. My service to the world is this, is exactly this. And I'm helping women to rise up and know their value and know their price and make it in this world as well, because we need the money. So don't be afraid to be judged as selfish, as vain, as shallow, as a prostitute, right? You're a prostitute, you are whatever, whatever. Like if a woman becomes everything that everybody desires, because a beautiful woman is what a woman desires to be and what a man desires to have. But if they can't get it, they will throw stones at you. So you become the best version of yourself gracefully and ask for your price. Okay, so there's going to be so much more to say about that, but I think that's it for today. And again, as I said, there are so many more fears, deep, dark, hidden fears around why women are not claiming their full radiance. And we will go deeper into that the next time. Okay. So much love to you, woman. I hope this episode served you well. And yeah, you're here to shine your light. So become all you can be. Be a woman, a full woman. Okay, that's the greatest service you can bring to everyone, to your family, to your friends, to the world, right? Even though if some people will not understand it from the beginning, yeah, and I'm always going to be real with it, because most people, if they don't know and they haven't activated this within themselves, they're going to be triggered. So don't be surprised if yeah, people are also definitely going to turn their evil eye on you, but you're above that. You don't have to be afraid of the evil eye, because you're above that. Yeah. So no fear. Become the best version of yourself. Recall everything you are and stand up and stand in and protect your dreams, your visions, your talents, especially those very subtle feminine ones. All right. So that's it for now. Until then. Love you so much. It was a huge pleasure to talk about this, and I'm looking forward to see you the next time. Bye.